Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, March 14th. We're back with you. Danny's here.
Hi there.
She's got a new mic, and now I can see her face again.
I know. He got me a midget mic because I'm short.
Well, it's not really midget. It just doesn't have a long stem there.
But yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah. You see, we take care of our own here.
Mm-hmm.
We look out after our people.
It's true.
No abandoning anybody in action, you know?
Nope.
So how you doing today, Danny?
Today's actually the 1 year anniversary of my grandmother's passing away.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Were you close?
Oh my God.
Really?
Close isn't even the right
wow.
word. Yeah.
So
I'm trying
like
to be
a parent for you.
Yeah. So I'm trying to be in the best spirits I possibly can today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like doing anything to remember?
I'm going to church today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cry till like 4 o'clock in the morning though.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like every time you think about them, all the emotions come.
Yeah.
Back.
And like you start looking at old pictures and videos and you just start crying. And like I called my dad and he's acting like he's fine. I know he's not fine, but whatever.
Yeah, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
How old was she when she passed?
84. But she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, she lived a full life. That's what my dad was.
Yeah.
It's
still, but yeah. Like when you're so close, it's like the life isn't long enough, you know?
Right.
You're just not ever prepared.
No, you never
mentally.
Prepare, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I was thinking, you know, sometimes I wonder when I'm going to die, you know, like at what age.
I try not to think about that.
I know, but, you know, I mean, I think about things because...
Wait, are you even ready for that?
Listen, you're never ready.
Yeah.
You're never ready. But if I did go today, I'd still feel I lived a pretty full life, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I've done most things I wanted to do.
No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready at all.
Well, you're young and, you know, you still have a lot of things to do. But,
right.
But I'm... I mean, I'm looking at 60 in a couple of years, and, you know, you never know what shit might happen.
Right.
But I was just thinking more in case of, like, accidents and shit like that. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you never know. Like, people, like,
to the next, right?
Yeah, like, people that get into a car accident, they don't wake up in the morning and, like, know.
Exactly.
That this is about to happen 5 hours from now.
Yeah, they're like, in a hurry, I'm going to make it there,
and
bam. And
sometimes it's not even their fault. It could be somebody else driving out of control. Like,
right.
You just have no... Do you think it's true that everything is, like, already written in the stars? Or
no.
Do you think it's by decision? Like, one decision can change your whole life.
I think a decision can change your whole life.
Same.
Yeah, because, you know what? If we didn't have freedom of free will...
Right.
Then what's the point to all this?
Right.
Right? I mean, it's almost like if we pre-programmed, like, animals, for example,
mm-hmm.
then we don't have any room to grow.
Right.
We're always going to say the same.
Right. I almost feel like it's almost like a test.
Yeah.
Like, God already has stuff lined up for us, but, like, he tests us, like, okay, but what are you going to do?
I don't know if it's about this, to be honest with you. You know what I think? I don't think God gets involved in anything in our daily lives anyway. What I think is that he set everything in motion, and then he sits back and watches, you know?
Really?
Pretty much, because...
I don't know what I believe.
It's like giving someone a gift and then seeing what they're going to do with
right,
it.
Right, 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 right. I get that, but
and
I don't
just,
know.
Did you ever play the game Sims or Sim City?
Where you can make the house?
Well, you can
and
create
like
a
can,
whole city.
Yeah, and then but you can pick like a family and you're that one character.
Right, but
yeah.
What I'm saying is, but Sim City is not even that personal. You're just doing it from a macro perspective,
right?
Which means you're creating the city, you're creating this. But there was also a game where you were God, you know,
right.
You could bring in like storms and earthquakes.
So
and
weird.
Like that. But what I think it's more like Sim City. He built it, and then you watch it, and it runs itself. You know.
I don't know if I
mean,
believe that.
No.
I don't know what I believe. I get so confused.
I don't think God gets involved in the lives of 8 billion people. Not that it's a lot for something like God, but what I'm saying, I don't think this is what
he
it's
has
about.
To though, because stuff doesn't make sense.
There's no miracles. I mean, everything is within a. You know, within the realm of what was created,
right.
within, the laws of physics. You can't change that.
I don't know.
We can't change the laws of physics.
I get so confused. Like, my mind always changes about this type of stuff.
Well, so
like,
does everybody. I mean,
like, I don't understand, like, a kid getting cancer.
Right.
Like, is that already predestined? Like, did he sit back and watch that happen? Did he make that happen?
No, you see, if it's a kid, he probably didn't make it happen. But that's a much deeper thing,
right,
as far as if you go into the meaning of life,
right,
and why we're here and stuff.
I should start reading about that.
Yeah.
And I smell the book while I'm doing
stuff,
it.
You know? I happen to believe that, to agree with the thought that people pretty much have their own way,
mm-hmm,
you know, and that's what happens, you know. Everybody gets to decide how they're going to live their lives and see if they can learn something. Maybe we come here to work ourselves and fix things,
right,
and stuff. So when you have, I mean, look, you can ask of a child getting cancer or a baby dying or something, what's the point, right? But maybe it's done for the parents' journey, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the baby is already like a soul that's already done what it needed to do.
Right.
So now it comes here to help the parents
heal or yeah, move on, right, or do something. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can see it in so many different lights and angles. It's just like we could be talking about this for 5 hours.
Yeah, but that's cool because it's interesting. Right. You know? And on Friday, actually, we're going to have Elon, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But he's bringing a rabbi with him.
And what's a rabbi, like a priest?
Yeah, like a priest.
Like a Jewish priest, right?
Right. But there's all kinds of levels of religiousness that they have.
Right.
But he claims this guy's very interesting and stuff. And I haven't talked to anybody religious in a while, so it would be cool to talk to him, you know?
Right, right.
See, like, have him answer some of the questions that we have and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that, you mm-hmm know? That'll be cool. So, yeah, and we're talking about God and... I wanted to bring up a statement by Stephen Hawking, who just died.
Yeah.
Right? He mm-hmm died yesterday at the age of, what, 76? Yeah. He seemed a lot older, but that's because of
his illness,
ALS,
yeah.
ALS he mm-hmm had. Wow, man. That's like, just imagine, you know, but look how much respect we've given him just because of his mind.
Right.
You know?
But, I mean, that's crazy to have a disease like that and still be able to, like, fully communicate. And not only communicate, but communicate smartly.
Right.
Like, he's like the next Einstein, basically.
Yeah, it is. You know? I mean, he's proven that he's very smart.
What a crazy disease that is.
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that happens. But so he says on God, there's a few things that they have some quotes from him. So God.
From God?
No,
oh,
no,
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 from Stephen Hawking. I was like, wait.
I love that.
I was like so confused for a second.
Wow. Did you see on our comments, this guy was laughing at you saying that Chicago was a state?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
No, no. He laughed, but he says it's all cool, you know? Yeah. It's all fine. So that's funny. We already laughed about it. Look, it happens. Brain farts, you know?
Right.
But he said, Stephen Hawking says that God may exist, but science can explain the universe without the need for a creator. And then he says
what?
The scientific account.
So he's a Scientologist.
No, no, no. He's a scientist. No, he said science, not Scientology.
Yeah, but Scientology is the basis that there is no God. It's based on science.
Well, but that's, yeah, but I mean, they have different views altogether, you know.
How do you feel about
it's
Scientology?
It's a different religion. I don't know, man. I mean,
I don't really get it.
I just read they're going to have their own TV channel soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they have
yeah
their own, like, building in, like, downtown or something.
Right. No, it's not downtown.
It's West Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
they always stand on corners and try to promote people. I can't even tell you how many flyers,
really?
Numbers, text, emails.
Like in Hollywood. And
yeah,
stuff.
Come to a meeting. I'm like, I'm not coming to a meeting. Yeah. I'm deaf not coming.
Yeah,
they're trying to say there's baked cookies there. That's good for you, Betty. I'm not going.
Yeah.
No.
No, I mean, I read some stuff on it, but I don't know what's going on there these days. But, you know, I don't know.
I just don't really get it.
Yeah. But look what he says. He says also the scientific account is complete. Theology is unnecessary. So, in other words, he's saying that how religion was probably created by man more than, you know, than anything else. But I don't agree with the fact that science can explain the universe without the need for a creator. I read a lot of science, and there's still no explanations to a lot of things.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. You know, so we call it God, whatever. You know, I mean, man has always created some kind of God. I mean, there were man gods, there were God men, there were like, you know, idols. They had everything.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, they had like animal gods and mm-hmm. stuff. You know, like in Egypt, they were worshiping animals and shit like that. So it's always been about how people view God and everything. But notice how when I asked you, so are you doing something or thinking something about your grandmother, to then you said you're going to church.
Right.
Because somehow we always reach for religion when someone dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
She was really religious too. My family's not that religious, but she was.
She was, yeah. She's from another generation.
Yeah, completely.
Right. But even if you're not, just because when you're part of a religion, it's, you know, it. People look at it differently. They all scramble to get into religion and things like that. I mean, when my dad died, the first thing people ask is, okay, what are we supposed to do now?
Right.
As far as Judaism is concerned.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, and that's why I think religion was invented. What I'm saying is I believe there's a God, but the way we worship or whatever, or, you know, that's all man created, you know, Christianity and Judaism.
Yeah, I think that's a choice,
and Islam
too.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like how you reach out to God, or how you, like, think about him, or whatever it is that you're doing, it's all by choice. Like,
right.
I could be way more religious. Like, I'm going to church tonight, but I haven't been to church in, like, a month and a half.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I'm not, like, the best person. Like, I'm not the best advocate for religion.
Right, right. And, you know, you shouldn't have to be. You know, that's what I'm saying. You should follow your heart, believe what you want to believe. I just don't subscribe to all this dogma, you know.
Right.
Of heaven and hell and punishment and rewards. I don't think that's what it's about.
I don't know. I do believe in hell, though.
Why?
What do you mean? Because there's so many nasty, disgusting, evil human beings, and they ain't going to heaven.
Right. But you see, that's what I'm saying, is like, it's things we're hoping will happen.
Right, right. But don't you want to have a little bit of hope, especially if you're about to die?
Well, we all have hope, and that's what I'm saying. The right. fear of death is what created religion.
Right, yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Or not understanding it. I still don't understand death. Like, why it's so permanent. And why is it 2018 and we haven't found, like, a way to pass on a soul?
Pass on a soul.
Yeah.
Because we're not at that level. I don't think we'll ever
like be. It'd be cool if we like are on the brink of dying and they could take our soul, like you right. see in like sci-fi movies and stuff,
right,
and like put it in like a robot, and then that's
maybe
me.
Maybe they will one time, but not a
not
soul.
In our generation.
A soul is something that I don't think anybody will ever be able to
capture. Yeah, it's
absolutely
true.
Absolutely.
So, but don't you feel like we were souls before? Like we were something before?
I do.
Because when I have deja vu, I'm like, oh, that must have happened in my past life.
Right, right.
And I feel like Gabby's my soulmate.
Right.
That's why I'm single. Don't you think that sometimes?
No.
Well, you're not a twin.
No, but it doesn't matter. That's
but me and her souls are connected somehow.
But they say there's several soulmates in your life, and that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, your soulmate may not even be where you are.
No,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Or what if he died?
Or it could be in a different part of the planet.
Right.
You never know.
Could be in China.
Right. You know, and then sometimes people just meet under really curious circumstances.
Right.
And they're like, wow, that's my soulmate.
Right, right.
Right. But who knows? Look, I mean, all we can do is speculate. And I think it's interesting and fun to do that, since we, you know, there's so many things we're sure of.
Right.
That to talk about something that nobody can ever prove is, I think, pretty stimulating.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in my opinion. I don't know. But, yeah, he said a lot of things. And, okay, but look what he says. He says, I would never claim this. People who boast about their IQs are losers. You know, so, you know, because people asked him if he believed he was the most intelligent person in the world. So, and that's what I'm saying. If people boast about their IQ, you know, they probably don't have a high one. And when people boast about money, they probably don't have any. Right?
I don't know. Some people that do boast about money do have it. They're just arrogant assholes.
Maybe, but for the most part, I mean, people that are truly rich, people that respect themselves, don't go around telling people how rich they are.
Yeah, that's true.
How much money they make.
Mm-hmm.
We have a phone call. This is probably our guest. I totally left it out. But we're going to be joined by our guest right now, Mr. Robert Rook. Are you with us, Robert?
Hi there. I'm with you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
thanks for having me.
I'm here with Danny. Danny, did you get a chance to look at his website or anything? A very handsome guy, Danny.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you going to be coming to L.A. anytime soon?
Anytime soon? I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Have you ever been to L.A.?
I have, actually. I spent quite a bit of time down there.
Did you like it or hate it?
What's that?
A bit of both, to be honest.
Yeah, same. I still don't know if I love it or hate it. Yeah.
What, L.A.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. She's still
some
on
amazing
the
things about it, but
yeah, she's still on the fence about that one.
Legit.
So, yeah. Robert, you're a singer, musician, guitar player, everything. We'll talk to you all about that. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm actually in my home city right now, Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, in Calgary. So that's where you were born and grew up. So you live there now still? You never left?
Yep, still live here.
Yeah, awesome. What's it like there? Is that pretty? Must be pretty cold now, right?
It's starting to warm up finally, but yeah. It's been a cold winter for sure.
Yeah, not for us, man. We're the most we can do is pray for rain, and that seldom happens. So
yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yeah. So, Robert James Rook, it says you were born in 1993, so you're rather young, which is cool. You're, in, according to me, 25, right?
Almost 25, still 24.
24,
oh, you're a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, just a baby.
Except you getting started early, and that's really cool. You know, you chose a path
of
music.
Yeah, I was pretty young.
So, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two sisters and a brother. They're all quite a bit older than me. I'm the baby of the family.
Oh, you're the baby. So you allow yourself to go in your own direction. The hell with getting a real job. I'm going to be a musician, right?
That seems to be the way it's gone, yeah.
Very cool. So tell us what kind of music are you focusing on? What type of music are you focusing on these days?
Well, right now my own stuff is a mix of rock and country. There's a lot of blues influence in it as well, so I've gone that direction. But I'm a guitar player for other bands and other acts as well, which seems to be more in the country vein, and a lot of pop music as well, country and pop. So country, pop, and rock seems to be what I'm focusing on right now, which is a bit of a change from what I studied. I studied jazz guitar in school, actually.
Oh.
But right now, focusing mostly on contemporary style music.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. And you write your own songs too, right?
Yeah, write all my own stuff. I tend to do everything as solo write as opposed to co-writing.
Right.
But I'm getting into a little more co-writing as I go back and forth from here to Nashville and, you know, doing some writing with some pretty cool guys down there. So I'm excited about that.
You should try to get on that show, Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I actually met a guy that was on that show.
Oh, really?
He's pretty cool.
I used to be obsessed with that show.
Really? Is it good?
Yeah, it was good, and then they switched networks, and I just kind of, like, stopped watching it, but...
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, it's a cool show.
Yeah. Robert, we'll play your song in a couple minutes. We just want to find out a little more about you. So, you're essentially a guitar player. So, when you play for bands, you said it's country mostly?
Yeah, I play with a band called Leaving Thomas, and they're country pop band, a lot of country influence in it. And you know, we're playing country festivals and writing with people that are in the country music scene, so that seems to be the way things have gone for me.
It seems kind of unusual for a Canadian to be attracted to country music, isn't that so? how did you grow to like this kind of music?
It's funny, I get a lot of comments about that, to be honest, but there's a pretty good country scene up here in Canada, and where I'm from, Calgary, Alberta, it's a big country scene, and I just fell into it pretty naturally, pretty honestly. My dad was a country music artist when he was younger.
That makes sense.
And so I grew up listening to old country and, you know, some of his own music, too, and so that just kind of was part of my growing up, and then from there,
Yeah, that's
just
cool
fell into
too.
It naturally. Yeah.
So do you guys make music together too sometimes, father and son?
We have, yeah. We jam that's a lot cool. together. And, wow. you know, I've been taken to his shows when I was little, and he used to play in a bluegrass band, and then I'd play with him and his band, and then lately we haven't played as much together, but he helps me out with some of my songwriting.
So wow, that's cool.
That's where we sort of still connect with the music, yeah.
Yeah, so you got it in the genes pretty much, which is cool, you know, because then your parents support you in pursuing a musical career. You know, it's not like somebody who is an accountant and his kid wants to be a musician and they're like, get a real job,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, and I think that makes it so much easier for artists to do this, you know, and not just in music, but in movies and television and modeling, whatever is not a 9-to-5 job.
Right. And I wonder if able to sing is like in your genes. Because there's some people whose parents can't sing at all and they can sing, and then there's people whose parents sing and they can also sing.
Oh.
So it's funny.
My mom's a phenomenal musician. She's really musical. She never pursued it, but I think between her and my dad, that's definitely where I get it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you see, I'm the first example. My parents can't sing worth a shit, but I can sing pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't sing at all.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
And neither can my parents.
I mean, I started playing a guitar at 13. I wanted to be a singer, a rock star, but, you know, I had to get a real job. You know, life life came up, you know?
Yeah, you got older.
It sort of got in the way. But, Robert, I want to play you song, The Road. You guys sent it to us. Tell us a little bit about this song. What can we expect?
Well, this song, it's a bit of a mix of country, a little bit of soft rock. It's almost, I've heard people describe it as almost like John Mayer goes country.
Oh.
That's kind of the feel, the vibe of it. It's an older song of mine. I wrote it probably a few years ago and then became the song that the whole EP revolved around. So this is one of my favorite songs and probably one of the ones that I'm most proud of. So
very cool. So that was written a few years ago. And did you record it recently or did you record it back then too?
Yeah, so I had written it a while ago and then sat on it, played it around at some gigs and at other places just to try it out, and then got a really good response from it, so I decided to go in and record it a little later. So I recorded it with the rest of the EP in 2016, I believe.
Okay, sounds great. So let's listen to a little bit of it. The song is The Road, Robert Rook.
Could you bring her by me? Could you hold her up to the sunlight so she's there for me to see? If you see my lady, Lord, would you speak to her for me? Could you tell her that I love her no matter where she might be? Oh, she drove away into the night, took a left, I took a right, at the Y in the road that became her and I.
Nice, I like this, huh, Danny?
Yeah, it's so good.
Robert, this is a very cool song. You know, I'm not a big country fan, but I already like it. You know, you got a nice melody here.
You have such a nice voice.
Yes, that too.
But I blame it on the road. Different way. If you see my baby drinking coffee on her own at our favorite local diner, could you tell her to go? I don't want her.
You know, Robert, I see what you're saying. It's not really pure country. I mean, there's a lot of rock, like a rock ballad to it, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's very cool. Did you do all the instruments yourself?
No, I just did the guitars and the vocals, and then arranged and I guess in a way produced the song. But I got studio musicians in to do all the other parts.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how long does it take to record a song like this? To, you know, until you make it perfect.
Well, I mean, this was an interesting project because we did the whole EP in 3 days.
Wow.
2.5 days, actually, which was 5 songs. So this song, I think it was the first one we did or second one we did. So it probably took only a few hours to really get the bulk of the tune down. And then I went in, did the guitar solos and vocals the next couple days. And that only took a couple hours each as well. So
Very nice, total, man.
It probably took, I don't know,
a couple hours.
6 hours. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
man.
It was really, really quick.
Yeah. You don't waste your time, you know?
Yeah.
And I love the guitar solo and everything. That's very nice. Here, let's just listen to a little bit more. Lord, would you bring her by me? Could you hold her up to the sunlight so she's there for me to see? She drove away into the night. Took a left, I took a right. At the Y in the road that became her and I. Our hearts grew apart, yeah, it started when she took that new job down in Raleigh. I love her just the same, but I blame it on the road that took her a different way. All right, I'm sold on this song.
Yeah, me too. It's so good.
Very cool, man. So
you
wrote this in your early 20s. That's pretty cool.
Did you get your heart broken?
Well, who hasn't? Right?
He's like, I plead the fifth.
I don't know if it was necessarily completely broken, but no, it's a true story.
Yeah, so she left you and went somewhere else, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
he's like, I mean, damn, girl, go straight to the point.
Yeah, we're both musicians, so she had to go off and do her thing, and I had to do my thing. So.
Oh,
does
well.
She does she still li- does she live in Canada as well?
Nope. She lives in somewhere on the East Coast.
Oh.
Cool. So
yeah, in the States.
Robert, do you travel sometimes on you know, like on tours and things like that?
Yeah, we're looking to get a tour going hopefully this spring or summer. I mean, I'm going to be busy playing guitar for a band here in Canada, the country pop band Leaving Thomas, so I'm putting a lot of focus into that right now. But
yeah,
when we get a chance or have some spots open, we'll hopefully put me on tour this summer or spring, and then kind of go from there.
Do you put your music like on YouTube? Do you have music videos? Do you have an Instagram where you put your music? Like, what are you doing with it?
Yeah, he's even
You can check me out on Instagram. I got some music up there and some videos and things like that. Robert_Rook or YouTube. You can just YouTube Robert Rook, and then all my music is also up on Spotify and iTunes.
Awesome.
Very cool. And you have a website, robertrookmusic.com, and that's Rook, R-O-O-K-E. And first name Robert. Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great music. We wish you a lot of success. You definitely deserve it. You've got the talent. You've got the voice.
Yeah, your voice is beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And I really love the song. I think it's got a good potential. You
it's
know,
definitely something I would
there.
Listen to in the car when I was like crying about somebody for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna add it to my playlist on Spotify for sure. Okay, Robert, thank you so much. If you're ever in L.A., feel free to contact us. We'd love to have you in the studio. And
absolutely, that'd be great. Thanks
oh, one
so
more question.
Me.
Is your music on Apple Music? Like, could I go to Apple Music right now and download your songs to my library?
Yep, you sure can.
Okay, and that one was called The Road, right?
Right.
And I'm, like, literally doing it as I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Well, good. There's your number one fan. All right, Robert. Thank you so much for all that you've given us this morning.
I literally just downloaded it. EP. Got it. Added to library.
awesome.
All right. Congratulations, Robert, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay. Bye. I'll follow you on IG.
Woo!
Yes.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye. Wow. Now, are you eating on the air?
No.
Do you know how rude that is? And especially when we talk to him and he goes...
Can you hear it?
Of course. It's an apple. How can you not hear it?
I'm starving, Sam. I'm sorry.
I understand, but is that really cool to do?
I didn't know you could hear me.
Of course I can hear you.
Let me just swallow this one.
Can, okay. See, you can hear you chewing, and you can hear you taking the bite off the apple.
I'm not chewing.
Okay,
not anymore.
Thank you. Thank you. I did like a double take. I mean, is she really eating on the air? What the fuck is that?
I didn't know you could hear it like that.
Of course. You have headphones. Can't you tell?
No, I can't. I can never hear myself chew.
Because it's the
noise. Even when I'm eating potato chips, I can hear myself chew. That's weird, right?
It's a sound coming from inside, yeah.
Can you hear yourself chew?
Yeah.
Like when you're eating like mac and cheese or something?
Oh.
You don't eat mac and cheese, do you?
No.
Do you like dairy products?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So you eat cheese?
I mean, I'll eat mac and cheese if you throw it in front of me, but I don't go and make it.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
It is pretty good. There's no doubt.
Mm.
But it needs to go.
Sorry, everyone,
kind of
for chewing my apple on air.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And drinking loudly.
You cannot hear me drinking.
You just made noise.
No way. No way.
Listen, I'm drinking my Diet Coke today. I could start with some burps if you want.
No, you never burp. It's weird.
Okay, so there
weird.
You go. So that's why I'm, because you try to be respectful to the listeners.
Yeah, no, but I don't think you burp anyway.
No,
I
don't.
Do you ever
don't.
Feel like you have to?
Oh, I do, yeah. Not
oh,
during
really?
The show, not during the show.
Well, I mean, in life,
maybe
I would
sometimes.
Hope.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that would be
burp
so
a lot.
Not
it's got,
normal.
It's got soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Carbon. I won't eat on air again.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome.
So tell me, you were going to a party last night.
Yes.
A 90s party.
Yeah.
Did you figure out what to wear?
Yeah, I wore like you know those old school like college looking jackets?
Yes.
So I wore one of those basketball, like short little basketball shorts and a bodysuit and heels with my hair like... half up, half down, like, and puffy and big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't
whatever
out.
Whatever period that was.
That was 90s.
Was 90s?
Yeah, I Googled
okay.
it.
All right.
Yeah, other people were, like, in, like, awesome outfits. So I was like, damn it. Like,
really?
They got prepared for this
Yeah,
party.
They went all out.
Yeah, like, I was like, dude,
you
this go, is the
you
last.
Rent, you rent outfits or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like,
know?
Full-blown look like I was in a scene from an 80s movie.
Yeah.
90s, sorry.
I'm telling you, they go to all those stores with old clothing and they go,
yes,
hey,
yes,
I want to
yes.
look like someone in the 90s.
Right.
And that's probably all they do in the stores.
But the funny thing is all those type of looks are going to come back.
Yeah.
Like, chokers are now cool again.
Yeah.
Stuff that was in the 70s, like, bell-bottoms are coming back. It's just, like...
Right.
90s stuff is just a matter of time before people are wearing it again.
Yeah, it always comes back, you know?
Because, like, when we get older and, like, your grandkids or my grandkids, like, what are they going to say? Dress like you're in the 2000s? Because the 2000s is so goddamn long.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what do you say?
And that's pretty much what we wear now.
Yeah, like, I mean? Dress like 2050. Like, how do you narrow that down?
Yeah.
So you just dress however the hell you want to dress. 60s, 50s, it was all easy, and now we're in the 2000s, it's just going to drag on. Like,
that's true.
Dress yeah. like you're in the 2100s. I guess when we hit 100, it'll be different, like when it's like 2110.
Yeah.
But right now, it's like the 2000s still.
But yeah, the thing is, I'm like I said, I'm reading about the future, what people theorize and stuff. And the thing
right
is,
now online or in books that
no,
you're reading?
No, in books,
oh,
in books
okay.
that I'm reading. And what I'm finding out is that they believe that being human is going to have a different meaning. We're not going to be the same.
I don't.
Know?
I agree.
Yeah,
110%.
Even in 50 years, you know.
Yep.
We're not going to be the same as we are now, and it's clear. You know, I mean, with.
I think we're going to be half robots soon.
Probably.
And I really
possibly.
Wish that we were half robots now. We would
Why?
Live longer.
You want to live longer?
Absolutely.
Why?
And there'd be a little less fear of death. I feel if you're like half mechanical, because then you can just get fixed.
Right, but you would. I mean, you would want to live forever, but in a certain young age.
Yeah, like I would want to be stuck at like 27.
Right.
That'd be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, wouldn't everybody?
Yeah. Literally. So I was like, I continue to still binge watch Black Mirror.
Yeah?
And yeah, I'm still watching it.
Which one?
Do you know that there's like 5 seasons?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was I thought this was the first season.
No, and if you notice, the first season, maybe even the second, is mostly British.
Yeah.
And then they
Irish. Ireland.
It is Ireland?
Ireland, for sure. Oh. But you know what? I've been binge watching it, and it's not going in consecutive order.
Oh, okay.
So it's starting from like season 4 and then going back to season 2 then season 3, so it's not in consecutive
order.
But
you can do it in order, although you don't have to.
No, it just continues to play.
Yeah, they're unrelated to each other.
I think that's why they do it, but on the notice of like the future is there's this episode, it was like really confusing most of it, but they were talking as if like people, they were stuck in an era, so they would go from like the 70s, the 90s, and then the 2000s. And it was like about two lesbians, and she's like, "Why do you keep picking the 2000s?" But they were really old,
right?
So they had this robotic thing that they put on their head, and then they could go to what era they want. And when they die, they can be stuck there. And I'm like, that shit's probably happening, because if you notice, they put stuff in movies that actually happens. That's why I'm like waiting for The Day After Tomorrow. Have you seen that shit?
No, I don't want to.
It's like the end of the world type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, when is this going down?
Right. Well, we'll see. They've always predicted the end of the world, but
do you think it's going to come?
Now we're capable of it, you know?
Yeah, no, it could happen. Global warming is a serious issue.
Either that or nuclear bombs, you know?
Jeez, Sam.
A nuclear winter? Shit.
What's a nuclear winter?
Well, what happens is they say when a nuclear bomb explodes,
you turn into dust, right? It's like snow.
Right, and it keeps the sun out. So it,
so it's just dark.
It's just one big cloud, I think, and so there's no sun, and so that's why they call it winter, you know.
No, thank you. Yeah. I'd rather be taken out by like the ocean, I think.
Yeah.
Than deal with that.
I don't know, man. I just don't want to think that, at least in our lifetime or ever, really. I mean,
I don't think in our lifetime now.
We're bringing kids, you know. I mean, what kind of a world they're going to live in? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you don't know.
I'm kind of scared of the future, to be honest with you, you know, because we're capable of doing so much wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's so much evil and greed, and like literally the seven sins is like in everybody's life, I feel.
Well, yeah, because it's human nature.
What are the seven sins? Like, there's envy.
I don't know.
I feel like you would know that.
No, but I don't.
Sloth. I think what's sloth? You're lazy, right? That's me. I'm guilty of that. Sloth. And then there's one where you eat too much. Like, which one is that?
I don't know. Binging?
Right. Wait, have you ever seen that movie Seven with Brad Pitt? You have
to. No, I've heard of it, but it's like a murder movie, right?
Well, it's about the seven sins. Like, everyone gets killed because they're committing one of the sins.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And at the end, Brad Pitt, like, ends up killing the dude. And at the end, his girlfriend's head is in a box, and that was his...
Oh, my God.
That was his consequence of committing his sin.
Wow.
But, like, that's intense. Like, there's so many sins out there, and you don't even know that you're committing them. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that was a sin.
Right.
And still, right now, I have no idea what they are.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, the reason I don't know is because it comes from Christianity, and I'm not as familiar with that.
Oh, it's completely different.
Judaism.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. Like,
no. I mean, that's fine. You don't have to. Most people probably don't.
Right.
Because you just grow up with it, and you go, well, maybe everybody believes it.
Right. Well, I guess I'll learn a little bit more of your religion on Friday when the rabbi comes
in. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I know nothing about Jewish religion.
I know. But you have to understand that it actually preceded all the other major religions of today.
Yeah.
It just stayed small. And I think it's mostly because Jews don't try to convert other people.
Right. But Jews can't really marry outside of other Jews, right? Like, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it's a big deal for every religion. Think about it.
Not really.
For Muslims, I mean,
Muslims would never marry me.
Right. And besides, look, you're talking only about your view in America.
Right.
But there are places where Christians are not going to marry another religion.
Right. So crazy.
I know. But
I guess it kind of makes sense, because then it's like at the dinner table when you're having an argument about it. It's like, okay, but we don't have the same beliefs. Like, we came in here knowing that.
Right.
Stephen.
And then you confuse the kids and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know if interreligion marriage is good, but it's something to think about.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean.
What's your plans today?
My plans for today? Well, after
let's not be at work till 9.
No. Yesterday I was here all day because of the internet problems.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I went to sleep at 10:30. I never go to sleep at 10:30.
What time do you usually go to bed?
1:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you had a good night's sleep then.
I did.
Yeah. So yeah. You like ready to go today.
I'm ready to go today. I have more energy. Not another 12 hours.
I thought you were like saying 10:30 as if it was late, and I was like, okay.
No, it was early for me.
What do you do till 1 o'clock in the morning? Read your books?
That, watch a movie.
You don't watch a movie.
I watch a movie every once in a while.
Once in a while.
A couple times a week, maybe. Mm. Yeah, you know, I don't watch TV, but...
Watch Seven.
And believe me, I don't have much time for my books either. Sometime I sit on... I spend some of the time on the iPad, on Facebook and shit like that.
Right.
But that's about it. If I'm not here, I still work at home on the computer and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, but that's what having your own business means. People don't understand. They only see the highlights of it.
Right.
You know?
They don't know the behind the scenes.
I mean, think about it, Danny. If I work 12 hours a day, how much am I really making an hour? Less than a fucking McDonald's guy, you know?
Right. And McDonald's, they get paid pretty well now,
right,
I guess.
You know? But that's what I'm saying. So... You have to really think about being able and willing to sacrifice a lot, at least in the beginning, you know. But if you're not into your business, if you're not your business, then you may not succeed.
You know?
You got to put everything into it.
Right.
You really do. And when you love it, you don't even think about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Like when you love your job, it's not really a job.
Right.
It's just like I'm doing what I love to do.
Right. And for many years, I'd go and work the 9 to 5, and I hated it.
Oh, my God.
Hated it.
Even thinking about it makes me cringe.
Right.
I'm like, I don't think I was put on this earth to work a 9 to 5.
Right. Like, what do you think you were put on this earth for?
Just to entertain people.
To entertain
people. Like, even when I was at the casting call and I was standing in line, it's like I could make that entire line laugh. Like, I felt like that's what, okay, I didn't get called back, but at least that entire day, I made 90% of that line feel good. But I also was thinking last night, I was like, I'm a pretty funny bitch.
Right.
But I'm like, also, and I was thinking about how a lot of comedians are like not the happiest people.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I think, it gives them material, you know.
I know,
they have a lot to say.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, I wouldn't generalize, but it does seem to happen.
Like Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Right.
Like, who knew?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not depressed, like, to Robin Williams status, but, like, I'm also, like, not the happiest person on the planet. But I'm also not happy because I haven't figured out what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, but you don't necessarily want to do stand-up, do you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't.
I feel like I would be good at it, but I also get like nervous. Like, I'm fine at being myself, but I'm not fine at like going up there being myself, telling a joke, and then like seeing the whole crowd just sit there. I'd be like, I can't handle this. I cannot.
Yeah.
It's different when you're doing a green screen confessional. It's just like if one joke doesn't hit, you got like 5 hours worth of footage where you've got at least 10 that do.
Exactly. You know? But in 5 minutes to try and make everybody laugh.
Yeah, no.
It's hard.
And I went to Chocolate Sundays at Laugh Factory this past Sunday. And there was some comedians said some jokes where it was like cringeworthy.
What? Why was it chocolate? Was it only blacks?
Well, it's like it's mostly black comedians.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, so
I think that's why they call it
chocolate
Sundays.
Yeah.
But they did have the main person was actually Middle Eastern, and he was decent, but he also I think he was trying too hard to tell jokes that related more to a black crowd that actually worked against him.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been better if he just did what he normally does.
Right.
But he was doing more of, like, black comedy.
Right.
And
he was
just
directing
didn't fit.
It to black people.
Yeah, yeah, like, even using black people's names and, like, using stories with black people as characters. And it, like, didn't hit that much. It didn't work well for him at all.
Yeah, stick to what you do best, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, who knows what he's normally like.
Right, who knows? Who knows what any of these comedians are normally like?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day. But it was fun, but I was just thinking about how some of them pop jokes and, like, everyone was just, like, sitting there. Like, nobody laughs.
Right.
And I'm like, yikes.
I know.
Goddamn.
That's hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Yep.
So, the dog that was put inside an overhead bin on United Airlines flight... You brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what happened.
So basically she went on the flight and the flight attendant told her that her dog needed to be put in the overhead compartment bin inside her bag, which is completely false. The dog needs to be in a bag underneath the seat at all times. So a lot of people were arguing with the flight attendant, but she was like, adamant that she puts the dog.
Oh, really? So people argued.
People argued. Even the woman, even the woman who was like, "No, I'm not putting my dog in an oversized compartment bin." So the flight landed because the flight was 3 hours, I guess. She took the she took the bag out, and the dog was completely dead, suffocated.
Right.
And I guess she was weeping, hollering, like they had to like drag her out of the plane.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would lose my shit if my dog died.
Right.
And not only that, a painful, terrible death. It's suffocated to death.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So people were gave their witness statements and was like, no, the flight attendant was like adamant that she had to put her dog up there. So United came out with a statement that they're taking full responsibility, and that's not how they treat animals normally. And she's obviously going to sue.
Right.
That airline should just be shut down. It's like one bad thing after another.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is that this is one employee, you know?
Yeah, but they always have issues. It's like once a month, United has problems. It's just like, you guys are done. You're dismissed.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to just start flying Virgin. Virgin's like my favorite airline.
Right, but they're not flying everywhere.
Everywhere, no. They don't do like short flights. Like you can't take a Virgin flight to Vegas, which sucks.
No, no. I don't even think they fly within the United States.
Yeah, they do. Every time I go from Boston to LA, it's always Virgin.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. You see, I never.
And they have like the lights. They got like the cool lights, and then their that video that they play at the beginning, like if you crash, instead of having it be like a strict and like make you feel like, oh my God, we're about to die on this flight, it's like a musical, and they make it like a comedy. So you feel like less anxiety about the fact that you're teaching me what I'm supposed to do when the plane goes down, and no one is going to do this shit.
Yeah.
Like if the plane goes down, you're not going to like, hey, do you need help? Look at the person next to you. Do you need help exiting this plane? Like, no one's doing that. Not a single person
Everybody's
is doing
running
that.
Out screaming.
Yeah, like when you sit in the exit row and they're like, hey, are you going to be able to help this flight if we go down? And you're like, yeah, definitely. Absolutely the fuck not, I'm not.
Yeah, but give me the leg room.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, I'll take the leg room, though, for sure. But you know what I'm thinking? That I guess they're coming out with a plane that if it starts to go down, like the compartment where people are at, it'll detach and it'll have like a parachute.
Parachute.
Yeah, but I'm like, but what are we
gonna do? Oh yeah, I've seen that on Facebook.
Yeah,
or whatever.
So they're like trying to work on that, like they're testing it right now. But my whole thing is that's a great concept, but what happens when the part that's covering our heads and mouths is detached and we all lose oxygen because nobody's going to have oxygen at like 26,000 feet.
Well, we'll see. If they make it work, it'll work.
I know. I hope they do.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, we're totally out of time, folks.
That's crazy. I can't believe it's out of time to
I
go.
I know. I have to leave a few minutes early. But, yeah, so much for that dog.
Oh my God, you said it so nonchalant.
I know, well.
And he was so cute.
That's not how I meant it, but okay.
He's a cute little nugget.
This Disneyland is going to do a new Star Wars land.
Who cares?
And that's actually Disneyland. I thought
Disneyland is here or in Florida?
Here.
Oh, okay.
I was sure when I was going to read the article it would say Disney World. But no, I was wrong. It's actually in California, so they're giving us some love finally.
Do you like roller coasters and stuff?
Not anymore.
Do you watch Final Destination?
No, but never watched that one. But
yeah,
it's pretty
you'll
good,
never
right?
ever go on a roller coaster ride after watching that.
So what is it? Different ways that people die, right?
No, so they miss death the first time around. Like something happened, and like okay, for the first movie they. Some guy envisioned that the plane was going down. So he's like, the plane, everybody get off this plane. And only like 10 of them got off. Uh-huh. And then the plane blew up.
Really?
So, but they were supposed to die on that plane.
Right.
So it was like death followed them until they were dead.
Really?
Yeah. But there was a roller coaster one. And I was like, I will never, I promise you on anything, ever get on a roller coaster ride ever again.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you to Robert Rook for calling in. Everybody go get his music. The song is The Road.
I just got it on my Apple Music.
Yes. Go ahead and get that. And you can even get it on your Spotify for free and everything like that. So thank you all for listening, folks. Always a pleasure being with you. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.